Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Metzia, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned Meschos Esther Bas Rachel, Shish B'Zecher Defined Reziva Gahagun, Bikarav Mamesh. And from here till the end of the Perek, we're going to be discussing a person who found some sort of shtar and whether or not it's allowed to be returned. So Mishnah tells us, what's a shtar chayv? A person found a shtar chayv that says, for example, Reuven owes Shimon $100. And so it depends whether or not he's allowed to return it to Shimon, the guy who's owed the money. Im yesh ben achrayas nechasim, lo yachzer. If it has achrayas nechasim, he's not allowed to return it. Achrayas nechasim means that Reuven was meshabed his karka. He put a lien on his property that if he doesn't have any money to pay Shimon back, Shimon can collect his property from him, even if Reuven had sold it to somebody else. So if this shtar had a chayas nechasim written in it, it's not allowed to be returned to Shimon. Why is that? Shebezin Ephraimahen, because Bezin is going to collect from it. Bezin is going to lokeach those buyers of that property and take it away for Shimon's loan. And the problem with that is chayshinon lekenunya ulepirayin. We're afraid there's some sort of dishonesty going on over here, that perhaps really Reuven paid Shimon back, and this shtar fell from Reuven because Reuven gave it back to Shimon after he received his money. And if we're going to give this shtar to Shimon, allowing him to collect one more time with it, and Reuven's not saying anything, Reuven's not saying, oh, I paid you back, you shouldn't do this. Perhaps Reuven and Shimon have this deal worked out between them that his property's going to be taken away from the fellow who bought it from Reuven, and now Shimon and Reuven will split the property and everyone makes extra money over here. And therefore we say it's not going to be returned. However, if it doesn't have this achrayas nechasim, if anyway there's no lien on Reuven's property, so yachzer, it's allowed to be returned to Shimon, she'ein bezin ephraimahen, because bezin is not allowed to collect those properties from the lekeach. Divrei Rav Meir, this Rav Meir says. However, either which way in both scenarios, it's not allowed to be returned, because Bezin will collect from those properties, even though this achrayas nechasim, this lien on Reuven's property, is not written in the shtar, it's built into every shtar anyway, and therefore the shtar is never allowed to be returned. On to Mishnah Zayin with another din about shtaris, Matzah Gitei Nashim, let's a person was walking down the street and he found a get that says that Reuven is divorcing his wife Rachel, or Shechur Avadim, a shtar Shechur of an Eved, that says that Reuven is freeing his Eved, Ralph, or Daitaki. He found this shtar, which is a Matnas Shchiv Meira, basically when a person is on his deathbed, he can give a gift by saying, I want to give this to somebody else, and that would be written down in a shtar called a daitiki, or matana. He found a regular shtar matana that says that Reuven, as a healthy individual, not as a shchiv meira, is giving his field to so-and-so, or v'shoivrim, a receipt that a loan was paid. In all these cases, I raise a lo yachzer. He's not allowed to return it to the person whom it was written for. Shani Yom, because I say, k'suvim hayu, they were written, v'nimachalem shalai litnam, and the person changed his mind not to give it. For example, Reuven went to the sofer and said, write a get for my wife Rachel, but then he decided not to divorce his wife. Baruch Hashem, what a beautiful thing. But on his way, he lost it, so he can't take that get and give it to the woman. The husband decided not to divorce his wife, and by the same token, freeing his eved or giving a gift, or if a shiver was written in anticipation that the guy was going to pay his loan back, but he never did, so you can't give the shiver to the guy that he paid the loan, and therefore the finder has to keep it. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches with more discussions of shtars that are found, and on to Parak Beis Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.